What's new in Capital Works? The Green Line project, transforming Melbourne's riverfront. Big projects are happening across Melbourne. The Green Line project will transform the north bank of the Yarra River, Birrarung, delivering a 4-kilometre riverfront promenade between Birrarung Mar and the Bolte Bridge, with 5 interconnected precincts creating lush waterfront spaces. This year, we'll deliver 450 metres of interconnected boardwalks and promenades, viewpoints and thriving green spaces at Birrarung Mar. This stage of works will create 3 unique spaces along the water's edge. The River Edge, the entrance to the Green Line project, providing extensive pathways, new habitat for wildlife and lush green areas for play and recreation. The Lookout, an important place for Wurundjeri Woiwurrung cultural celebrations, featuring an enhanced lookout along the river, additional seating and new plantings. The Fig Tree Boardwalk, creating a peaceful, shaded space for art, storytelling and nature, with a tree-lined platform and new seating. Birrarung Mar will be the stunning entry point to the Green Line project, delivering a sublime riverfront experience with lush green spaces to bring people together, Lord Mayor Sally Capp said. The Green Line project is an unequivocally transformational project that is set to inject $1 billion into Melbourne's economy. While works are underway, diversions for pedestrians and cyclists will be in place near the Batman Avenue entry point, so please follow the signage. To explore an interactive map outlining the vision for the entire Green Line project, crafted in consultation with the community, visit participate.melbourne.vic.gov.au/Green Line. You can also drop into our new Green Line project hub, opening soon on the lower terrace of Fed Square, as you walk down from St Kilda Road to North Bank. Dodd Street Linear Park. From kilometres of riverbank to tiny pocket parks and everything in between, we're turning grey to green across Melbourne. Over in South Bank, the Dodd Street Linear Park is transforming underused roadway into public open space in the heart of Melbourne's arts precinct. Found between Grant Street and South Bank Boulevard, the project will deliver 1,300 square metres of native grassland planting and 35 new trees among paved bluestone pathways and gathering spaces. The park will rejuvenate a quiet part of the city, encouraging exploration of the area and providing a place for students, residents, visitors and workers to gather and recharge. For more information on the Dodd Street Linear Park and other projects, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/cityprojects. Epic Rec Centre takes shape in Kensington. Residents from Kensington and beyond will have access to a new swimming pool, super-sized gym and more indoor sports courts when the revamped Recreation and Aquatic Centre opens in 2025. Planned together with the community, the Kensington Community Aquatic and Recreation Centre will deliver modern health and wellness facilities to the growing neighbourhood. Works are well underway to redevelop the once beloved yet tired centre, with the City of Melbourne investing $68 million to build a brand new state-of-the-art facility. Fast facts. The new Kensington Community Recreation and Aquatic Centre will include a 25-metre pool featuring 8 lanes, a dedicated learn-to-swim pool, children's water play, improved gym facilities, 3 full-sized multi-purpose courts, health and wellness areas, 4 large flexible spaces suitable for a range of classes and community uses, accessible change rooms, including a changing places change room, a new cafe. The centre's new stadium will be triple the size, with 3 courts and multi-purpose floors to host popular sports, including basketball, netball, futsal, badminton, and volleyball. Group fitness classes, such as cardio, spin, yoga, and Pilates, will be hosted in new program rooms, while the upgraded gym will be 4 times the size, offering cardio machines, weights, and a stretching zone. The new centre's main entrance will be from JJ Holland Reserve, providing a seamless transition between the park and the interior. Key milestones in the first half of 2024 include finishing work on the facade and roof, the structural frame of the new stadium, installation of sports court flooring, and fitting services such as electrical and plumbing. A greener workout. Kensington Community Aquatic and Recreation Centre will feature solar panels and recovery technology to use otherwise wasted heat generated by air conditioning to warm the indoor pool. Trees removed to allow for the centre's expansion have been made into playground furniture for the Kensington Community Children's Cooperative, and once the building is finished, we'll replace the trees and add more. To learn more about fitness and recreation in your neighbourhood, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/activemelbourne.